Singh's three-day visit to China, the first by an Indian prime minister in 5 years, seeks to inject new vitality into the sometimes strained relationship between the two nations, whose booming economies are increasingly driving world trade. Together, their population of nearly 2.4 billion accounts for one-third of the world's people. Capuchin Father Nitya Saigayam is a spokesman for the Commission on Peace and Development at the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India. He said bringing peace through economic collaboration between the world's two fastest-growing economies is a good sign. But, he said, bishops in India are concerned that most of the wealth stays in the hands of a few.
Who are the people who are really entering into the growing economy in India is the top 1%, 2%, 10%, that's all. 70% of the people in India are poor.
The bishops also warn that peace and economic collaboration must coincide with religious tolerance. Archbishop Lucas Sikar from the Archdiocese of Calcutta said that while India's government allows religious freedom, Christians in some border regions are persecuted.
That particular district called Kandamal, things are still grim. We are sending out letters to the parishes to pray for people. Those who are persecuted are also those who are persecuted.
Christians are a minority in India, comprising 2.3% of India's roughly 1.2 billion people. I'm Irene Lagan.